Welcome back, everyone, to This Week in ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined on our first women's hockey segment of the season by Tara Tomimoto. She is the captain of the Lady Bulldogs down in New Haven, Connecticut. And Tara, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us this week.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
A lot of excitement surrounding the Yale program, looking to make a climb in the standings, and a pretty good core of veterans that have come back, you among them, obviously, as the senior captain. What about your responsibilities in terms of being the captain to get this team ready to open the season?
I think I'm just making sure that, each practice we're coming to the rink ready to work, and then just making sure that we're all on the same page with respect to our expectations for the season.
Five seniors, of which you are one of the seniors elected captain of the team. One of the strengths of the team is expected to be in goal. Let's talk a little bit about the goaltender that you play in front of, Jamie Leonoff.
Yeah, Jamie's a great goalie. I mean, she works really hard. I mean, she's one of the first people at the rink and then the last one to leave kind of girl. So, and over the summer, I know she worked extremely hard off the ice. So, you know, we never have to worry about her work ethic. And then I think it really shows during the game.
You've had some struggles in terms of health and staying on the ice through the earlier part of your career. Last season, though, a healthy year and a very strong year for you, not only defensively but offensively, contributing, leading the team in assists with 12.
Yeah, that was kind of funny last year. Both Kate and I, my defensive partner, we kind of led the team in scoring. So that was definitely a change for us, but I think we just tried to get shots from the point, and it kind of worked out.
Kate Martini, you mentioned a sophomore. Just tell us a little bit about her. You've paired very nicely as the top duo for the Yale team.
Yeah, I mean, she's great to play with. She's really smart with the puck and very patient, and she obviously has a really good shot. So I think we complement each other very well on the point. We always back each other up, so I like playing with her a lot.
Very challenging schedule this season for the Yale team. Currently, if you you look at the schedule, seven of the current top 10 teams are on it, and the opener will be one of those teams that factors very prominently, a team that's had a great deal of success recently in women's college hockey, and that's Boston College. What do you know about the Boston College team, currently number six in the country, that you'll be facing in your season opener?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they have a lot of talented scorers. As defense, we're definitely going to have to look out for that. But we played them in the past and had some success, so hopefully we can carry that into Saturday.
Your coach has been there for 4 years, and it has been your 4 years. You probably had a very close relationship with Joachim Fly, the head coach, who has obviously very optimistic and has some very high aspirations for this season.
Yeah, I mean, Coach has been great. Last Saturday he had us all over for a barbecue at his house. He's also really helpful on and off the ice. You know, if you ever need to work on anything, he'll stay out on the ice late for you to work on your shot or, stick handling. So he's been great over the years.
Would be remiss if we didn't mention some of the off-ice pursuits and initiatives you've been involved with. You've traveled very extensively over the course of the last several years to Africa, rebuilding a school, helping underprivileged children in Brazil, in the Amazon. Just an amazing resume, and if you could tell us a little bit more about that, I know it would be very enlightening. I feel inadequate when I talk to somebody like you that's done so much good for humanity.
A lot of that I did before actually coming to college. So I did a few travel studies programs where, we take a group of students and we go down and, try and... help the community there. But a lot of the more recent work we've been doing is a lot of work with bone marrow drives. I don't know, that's been very highly publicized, I guess, throughout with Mandy, I guess, obviously. So.
Yes, matter of fact, Tara, I remember over the last couple of years on the program, we have talked to several members of the Yale team about that particular charitable initiative, and I'm sure that's one that's going to be sustained and continued through the course of this year, and hopefully in many years to come. You've established quite an organization there in honor of former Yale skater Mandy Schwartz.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was just such an inspiration for us when she was here, and for the short time that she was with us, that was when I was a freshman, you know, her work ethic was just so admirable. I remember I was her weightlifting partner, and like as soon as she came back, she was lifting more than me. So,
wow.
So that was just a reflection of the type of player she was. So,
they say it's the fastest 4 years of your life in college. Would you agree now that you're ready to embark on your senior year and look back on your decision to come all the way from Calgary in Western Canada to Yale? I would think it was a pretty informed decision on your part, and an enjoyable experience, particularly where you've been healthy and on the ice, and hopefully we'll do the same this season.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The time just kind of flies by, and you don't really realize it when you start your freshman year, but then, you know, you blink and it's senior year. So, I don't know, but it's just been a great experience, both academically and with hockey. So, I wouldn't have it any other way than at Yale. So,
well, there you go. There you are at Yale and ready to embark on the journey of your senior year. And I want to wish you and the rest of the Lady Bulldogs a lot of good luck this season. We'll be following you on this week in ECAC hockey.
All right. Thank you, Bernie.
Tara Tomomoto, the captain of the Yale Lady Bulldogs, our guest here on this week in ECAC hockey. We'll be back.